Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 97.1, 4 o'clock. I'm going to give you a bunch of things that probably aren't going to happen tonight, but they're sexy, bold takes. And I'll let David and Sully make fun of me or give them a chance to come aboard and then crow about it tomorrow if any of it happens. 4:30, David, we go into David's bedroom for the NFL draft rumor report. He will update it from when he did it in the beginning of the show as we cruise along. Guys, and listen, it's up to you. I'm all good if you guys want to kick back, relax, and just listen to us goof around about it. But I would love to hear from you on this now. I've asked a few questions. It's really just, look, the day is here. Is there anything this team could do tonight that will send your remote control through your television? You know, we just had a little discussion about trading back. My answer is I wouldn't. Both the guys behind the glass would. They'd be okay with it. I don't know if I would say prefer it. I don't want to put words in your mouth. But you're welcome to dial in on this stuff now. 248-539-9797. I know it's more of a reaction deal about the pick. I get it. But feel free if you want to just talk draft. Let's get Art and Waterford in the mix. Art, how you doing, bud?
I am doing great. Hey, guys, you missed the biggest bust of all time, Mr. Reggie. I killed somebody drunk driving Rodgers, who was drafted in 1987, and who was drafted after him? Shane Conlon, Jerome Brown, and Rod Woodson.
Jesus.
Are you speechless?
Yeah, a little. I mean, I came up with, I mean, listen, I didn't want to make 50 deep, but I thought the five or six I gave you were pretty good. Yeah, okay. You know, Art, you know what the problem with the Lions is? They can always outdo themselves.
I mean, how do you have Rod Woodson, who played for Purdue, who played against Michigan, played against Michigan State, you've seen him all the time, and Russ Thomas was just a blind old man that just didn't understand. That's all I got to say.
Away we go. Yeah, Art, Jesus. Man, the Lions, dude, they could take the zest out of anything. But, like, all right, what could they do tonight that would just make you cry or make you angry? I don't know. I feel like they're at eight. They're at a spot where it's going to be really hard to goof it up because their needs are everywhere. What am I going to do? Get all bent out of shape? They take an offensive lineman? No, I'm not. It's a matter of preference at that point. It's like pizza toppings. It's still pizza. I can prefer different toppings, but it's still pizza. Let's go to Paul Canton, 97.1. Paulie, how you doing?
What's up, Mikey? You all right?
Yeah, I'm great, man. What's going on?
So, a little scenario. I agree. I wouldn't change trade back pretty much in any situation unless it's kind of going chalk. I know generally it doesn't, but based on the mocks, I mean, if Allen or Oliver were there, obviously it's kind of, to me, a no-brainer. But, I mean, at what point do you see, you know, the value in trading back, I guess, is my question to you. Because I don't feel like there's a huge difference between 8 and 15 if Allen or Oliver or Williams, you know.
See,
I don't think Bosa or Williams will fall. But.
No, but I think there's an Ed Oliver scenario in there. There's a Josh Allen scenario. There's also a scenario where Devin Bush is a guy that you could take, and he's rising. Like, would you be angry if they took Devin Bush?
No, I wouldn't be.
That's what I mean. But when you go back to 15, you've given up the right to take all those guys. Now, listen, Paul, tomorrow if we're on the air and the Lions move down to, I don't know, 13, get Brian Burns and got a second round pick out of it, well, then you know what? Then it all makes sense, right?
Yeah. No, I agree. I guess the only way I would throw my remote at the TV tonight is if Oliver or Allen or I guess Williams, if they do fall, you know, one of them falls to 8 and we either trade out or take an offensive lineman or, you know, Hockenson, any one of those situations. I wouldn't, I mean, it's not the end of the world type stuff, but I feel like those three guys make a immediate impact in your franchise.
Yeah, Paul, I'm with it. And that's what I think they need. I need more. You know, like, look at Snacks Harrison. Great example. When you brought him here, look at how it all changed on defense. Can't fix what took place on offense last year. That's the premise, that if you're sitting at eight and teams, including my Giants, are going to be silly. Like, if the Giants take Daniel Jones at six, there should be an investigation that Dave Gettleman is actually a spy for the Eagles. If teams are going to do stupid things, you need to be the team that capitalizes. I think by backing out and letting someone else capitalize, all you're doing, yes, you're getting more lottery tickets, but you're getting more risk. If you can sit there and take a guy that could absolutely change the way you play, I think you sit there and do it.
And on that note about wanting starters in the first round, let me read you this quote a few minutes ago from Dave Gettleman, NFL Network. He said, in regards to the Giants, we want to come out of the first round with two legitimate starters who can step in and help us win right now. He was then asked about a quarterback who would sit. He said, no, he wouldn't start right away, but it's the position. The worst place you can be is quarterback hell. Kind of some insight there, I guess, but they might not go quarterback. But there's another mock draft, Pro Football Focus just had Daniel Jones going number six to the Giants.
I hate you. Josh Allen going to the Lions.
You
shut your dirty mouth. All right, I'll tell you right now, just because we're all friends here. Birchie Kid is from the East Coast like I am. He's a Giants fan. I told him, that this is what Dave Gettleman has done to me. This is like Matt Millenitis. I said, grant me one wish, and I will find a way to tolerate everything else. As long as the Giants do not take Daniel Jones at number six overall, any other able-bodied human at six, I'll find a way to work around anger and get to pick 17. Just don't take Daniel Jones at six. There are some people who have Jones as the sixth best quarterback. The Giants might take him at number six. Anything, I don't care. Take Ed Oliver. Here, I can't even believe I'm saying this. Take Rashawn Gary. Anyone but Daniel Jones at six, and I'll keep my head screwed on straight and just see what happens at 17. If they take Daniel Jones at six, that is the punting of the remote control. That is my doomsday scenario. And I'll tell you this right now. Here's what will happen. And I'm just getting this out of my system. Gettleman from a fan perspective is a dead man. From a fan perspective, he will be public enemy number one. And here's the other thing, and this is the unfair part. It'll be terribly unfair to Daniel Jones because the kid didn't do anything wrong but show up at the draft. It's not his fault the Giants took him at six. But Daniel Jones, it's going to be Dave Brown 2.0 if he goes to New York. Nobody wants him there. And that's terribly unfair to the kid. Now, if that happens at six, you guys better start coordinating who's here tomorrow.
There was the rumor, though. Remember the rumor that one team had Daniel Jones ranked as the highest quarterback in the draft?
It's probably the
Giants.
It's probably the Giants. Dave Gettleman, because he's a lackey and a lemming and a yes man, Dave Lemming is driving my franchise into an abyss. He's either going to be the smartest guy in the NFL for taking Daniel Jones at six or the dumbest. Like, I don't see it with Daniel Jones. I watched Daniel Jones. Anytime they played someone real, he looked like garbage. What do they see that no other team sees? Sorry, had to get it out of my system. And we're back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.